With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell talked inflation during an appearance today on Capitol Hill.
Lawmakers, the Fed is likely to cut its key interest rate this year, but offered no hints on when that might happen.
The committee does not expect that it will be appropriate to reduce the target range until it has gained greater confidence that inflation is moving sustainably toward 2%.
Jerome Powell spoke before the House Financial Services Committee on the first of 2 days of semi-annual testimony to Congress. Republican Congressman Patrick McHenry is the committee chairman.
People are still paying more for the basics of life.
McHenry said he considers Powell to be a steady hand and urged him to resist political pressure. Jennifer King, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, after she exited the GOP presidential race, Nikki Haley said she has no regrets about running.
I said I wanted Americans to have their voices heard. I have done that. I have no regrets. And although I will no longer be a candidate, I will not stop using my voice for the things I believe in.
With Haley gone, a November rematch between President Biden and former President Trump is almost a certainty. A major shakeup in the U.S. Senate race in Arizona.
Independent Senator Kyrsten Sinema of Arizona said Tuesday she won't run for a second term after her estrangement from the Democratic Party left her politically homeless and without a clear path to re-election. Her announcement comes after Senate Republicans blocked a bipartisan bill to help secure the U.S.-Mexico border and deliver military aid to Ukraine and Israel.
Because I choose civility, understanding, listening, working together to get stuff done, I will leave the Senate at the end of this year.
Her decision avoids a three-way contest in one of the most closely watched 2024 Senate races. I'm Julie Walker.
This is SRN News. Liberty University has agreed to pay an unprecedented $14 million fine.
The Department of Education fined the Christian school $14 million for failure to disclose information about crimes on its campus and for its treatment of sexual assault survivors. It's by far the largest fine ever levied under a federal law that requires colleges and universities that receive federal funding to collect data on campus crime and notify students of threats. In a statement, Liberty University said it is fully committed to maintaining the safety and security of students and staff. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
A new Holocaust museum opens this week in the Netherlands that tells the story of Dutch victims. Three-quarters of the pre-war Dutch Jews were among the 6 million Jews murdered by the Nazis. That's the largest proportion of any country in Europe. The museum opens just a few months after the deadly incursions by Hamas in southern Israel. This is SRN News. Prosecutors have brought a dozen new charges against embattled New Jersey Democrat Senator Bob Menendez.
The new superseding indictment now includes a total of 16 charges, and those include charges of obstruction of justice and bribery. The new indictment comes after one of the senator's co-defendants took a plea deal and agreed to cooperate with prosecutors. The senator is accused of accepting luxurious bribes and of acting as an agent of the Egyptian government. Bob Agner reporting.
A jury in Oregon has ordered Pacific Corps to pay more than $42 million to 10 victims of devastating wildfires on Labor Day 2020. The latest verdict in litigation that is expected to see the electric utility on the hook for billions in damages. Last June, a jury found Pacific Corps liable for negligently failing to cut power to its 600,000 customers, despite warnings from fire officials. More details at SRNnews.com.